WILL is unpacking the effect of Illinois students leaving the state for college. Enrollment Exodus is a collaborative reporting effort by public radio stations across the state. Enrollment at Illinois community colleges has dropped over the last half decade for nearly all racial and ethnic groups. Latinx enrollment, however, is holding steady. As Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines explains, community college is accessible for many Latinx students, but that doesn't mean they always earn a degree.
I'm at a meeting of Club Latino. That's a student group at Parkland College in East Central Illinois. About a dozen students eat pizza in the campus union. It's their first meeting of the semester, and they're holding elections.
A couple of semesters. And so I know in the past they've done things like playing, the bubble wrap soccer. I don't know if you guys did that.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, so I would like to organize.
That's Francisco Gamino. He's a 22-year-old student at this community college, and he's just been named Club Latino president. This group is important for him and for the other students involved. Latinx students now make up a larger proportion of the student body at Illinois community colleges compared to 5 years ago. But they're less likely to complete an associate's degree than white students. Gamino's parents are immigrants, and he didn't grow up with a lot of money.
So I came to Parkland because, to be frank with you, I didn't have the means to go anywhere else.
His parents didn't go to college, so Gamino couldn't turn to them for advice on how to navigate the system.
I know one of my biggest challenges here at Parkland was figuring out how to pay all of my bills, figure out how to pay for tuition, and still have the time that I need to study.
A new report from the national nonprofit, the Education Trust, finds that Latinx students are underrepresented among associate degree earners in a majority of states, including Illinois.
They're very, very vulnerable. Any type of financial struggles will knock them off of their pathway.
That's Will Del Pilar. He's with the Education Trust in Washington, D.C. He says many Latinx students are like Gamino.
And instead of being a college graduate, they're all of a sudden, a non-completer, a student with some college no degree.
Finances aren't the only challenge. Moises Orozco Villacana says the community college students he surveyed faced additional obstacles.
They had to deal with racial microaggressions. They had to deal with classmates that didn't think that they would be able to persist and be successful. They had to deal with the stereotypes associated with Latinx.
Orozco Villacana directs enrollment management at the University of Illinois School of Information Sciences, and he studied Latinx enrollment at community colleges for his dissertation. He found that mentorship and support groups, like Club Latino, can improve retention rates among Latinx students at community colleges.
This club really keeps me grounded, I think.
That's Diane Barrios-Smith. She's a Parkland student and a member of Club Latino.
It makes me feel a sense of community because I see other people who look like me and my family. And that's just really comforting to know that I have people who understand my childhood more.
Gamino says his involvement in the group has motivated him to succeed. He says he doesn't feel so isolated anymore.
It's helped me now want to pursue a career in computer science. And so I feel like a lot of other Latinos who might have similar aspirations might never really pursue them because they just started at a disadvantage.
Gamino plans to transfer to the U of I next year to get his bachelor's degree in computer science. He says mentorship and his experience at Club Latino helped him get this far, but he feels like he's an exception. Gamino says to help more Latinx students succeed, they need financial resources. Mentorship and support is just one piece of the puzzle. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
This story is part of the week-long Enrollment Exodus series produced by public radio stations across the state about challenges facing higher education in Illinois.